From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the European Union calls an emergency summit over a growing migrant crisis. The head of the European Union, Donald Tusk, has called the 28 EU heads of state into emergency session to confront an unprecedented migrant crisis in the Mediterranean.
The situation in the Mediterranean is dramatic. It cannot continue like this. We cannot accept that hundreds of people die when trying to cross the sea to Europe.
The Brussels summit set for Thursday comes as authorities face the reality that hundreds of migrants, possibly more, drowned off the Libyan coast when their overcrowded vessel capsized after departing Libya for Italy late Saturday into Sunday. There was a small group of survivors. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the crisis should shock the global conscience.
The Mediterranean is fast becoming a sea of misery for thousands of migrants. More than twice as many migrants have died at sea in the past year than on the Titanic.
The European Union has come under criticism for failing to develop an adequate response to the crisis. Meanwhile, Italian prosecutors have ordered the arrests of two survivors of Sunday's migrant boat disaster on suspicion of people trafficking. They're identified as the vessel's Tunisian captain and his Syrian first mate. The militant group al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an apparent suicide attack Monday on a UN bus in northern Somalia that killed at least seven people, including foreigners from Kenya, Uganda, and Afghanistan. Eight others were wounded. The bombing was al-Shabaab's second deadly attack against international personnel this week. On Sunday, al-Shabaab militants killed three African Union peacekeepers from Burundi and wounded several other soldiers in the southern town of Lago. This is VOA News. The U.S. aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt and an escort vessel are joining other U.S. warships in the waters near Yemen. The Pentagon spokesman says they will ensure that vital Gulf shipping lanes remain open as the security situation in Yemen deteriorates. The White House says it has evidence Iran is supplying weapons and other support to the Shia Houthi rebels fighting in Yemen. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
What the United States and the broader international community has called for is an end to the violence in Yemen, with the hopes, again, that the UN and a GCC-led process can try to reconcile the rather dramatic political differences that exist in that country.
In Yemen, Saudi-led airstrikes on rebel positions near Sana'a Monday killed at least 19 people and destroyed a number of homes, the Saudis leading an Arab coalition against the Houthis. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has sent a ritual offering to a controversial Tokyo war shrine that some of Japan's neighbors see as a symbol of the country's militarist past. The traditional potted plant was delivered to the Yakasuni Shrine on the first day of a three-day spring festival. Ethiopia is observing 3 days of national mourning after nearly 30 of its citizens were beheaded or shot to death by Islamic State militants in Libya. The executions were videotaped and placed on the Internet Sunday. The victims, apparently trying to reach Europe by boat from Libya, were identified by the IS group as Christians and taken captive. Addis Ababa confirmed their nationality and expressed deep sorrow over what it calls this barbaric act. Pope Francis and UN Chief Ban Ki-moon both expressed outrage. Stefan Dujarric is Mr. Ban's spokesman.
He utterly deplores the targeting of people on the basis of their religious affiliation. The Secretary General expresses his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives as a result of this act and to the government and people of Ethiopia. The Secretary General reaffirms that the ongoing UN-facilitated dialogue is the best chance for Libyans to overcome the crisis in their country. He encourages the parties to make the necessary compromises to reach an agreement.
A UN envoy is trying to bring representatives of Libya's rival governments together to agree on a single transitional government after 4 years of chaos. In Guinea, at least two people were hurt Monday in fresh anti-government protests over a disputed election timetable. 2 days of violent clashes last week between dozens between protesters and police left at least three dead and dozens wounded. The opposition demanding local elections precede a national vote. The French press agency, quoting UN officials, says a driver in a peacekeeping convoy was killed in an ambush in rest of northern Mali Monday, the third such attack in less than a week. The incident occurred about midday, about 30 kilometers west of Gao. Two drivers killed in a similar attack Friday. A suicide bomber struck UN barracks Wednesday, killing two. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.